It's All Things Considered and Helping Hand feature on Fridays on HPR1 stations as part of our afternoon drive version of All Things Considered, and then online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, where we keep all of the Helping Hand segments. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and to people and animals in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are learning about a returning organization that does a lot of good in the community, rescuing food, and that is Aloha Harvest. They're a nonprofit, and they have a unique way of both tackling food waste and supporting those in need of food. Of course, the state has the single worst homeless crisis per capita in the country, so there are a lot of ways that materials like food are really invaluable right now, especially with that kind of problem going on. And there are a lot of ways to support this organization, who support a lot of people who depend on handouts of food to get by. And that could be from donating food to volunteering with them in a number of different ways, to even ways you can meet up with them at a couple of area weekly farmers markets. We'll hear with their recently joined executive director from Aloha Harvest, Phil Acosta, who you may remember from Alea Bridge, and he's now with Aloha Harvest. Good to see you, man. Thanks.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be back.
And great to have you back. And some folks might see your trucks cruising around, and a lot of people know about the good work that you guys do. You've been able to, over the course of years, kind of work into lots of ways to be useful and helpful. And so folks may have an idea about the presence, but explain how it works.
Sure. So Aloha Harvest is actually the only organization in the state that rescues this in the food rescue business. So what we do is we take where there's excess and redistribute that in a community to where there's a need. And so we focus on working with our grocers, hotels, local businesses, and our social service agencies to, you know, redistribute that food that's available, you know, focusing on quality food, try to get it within the same day or the following day just to ensure freshness, and, you know, to help the agencies that are out there that are focused on directly providing services to the hungry, to the homeless, to our low-income families.
And those, let's dial in on that. So there's a lot of those too, right? So, and this is also, I guess, putting a call out, letting the people who are in the mode of distributing food to the needy know about your service. If they don't already, they probably already do. But who are the groups that get the food? Because it's a wide range.
Sure. So currently we work with over 250 private businesses and private donors that we collect food from, and then we distribute that to over 170 charitable social service agencies. And those agencies can range from a small church pantry that does maybe a food distribution program once a month to some of our bigger shelters here in town that feed hundreds in a day. And so it really does vary. And you know, there's some art to what we do, because the availability of food, of excess food, will change on a daily basis.
Right, we'll get it comes and goes.
Right, exactly. So we'll get our regular stops. You know, we'll get our bigger drops and bigger pickups. But every now and then, we'll get an email, we'll get a phone call. Hey, I have some extra of this. Can you guys make use of it? And most definitely, we'll try to find. We'll do our best to kind of match who can connect that to.
And that's a great lead into for people who have that. If you just obviously you can, we'll have contact information at the end, so you can reach out to them and say, hey, we have food. What are the requirements? But in general, what are the sort of requirements for someone to participate as a donor?
As a donor, you know, not really much. Just, you know, contact us, and then we'll gather some basic information. We'll do a site visit and just some basic orientation about, you know, proper food handling, food safety. We want to ensure that the food that comes out, we ensure maximum freshness and that it's fit for consumption.
And you do those containers. I guess I speak from HPR has been involved separately with Aloha Harvest, I know, to recycle food from like our pledge drive, for example. And I've seen the specialized containers that have your markings on them from Aloha Harvest. So explain how that works.
Sure. So, you know, great mention about your recent pledge drive. That was fun. That was fun. And, you know, kind of giving back a little bit to support your drive. But then at the same time, you know, HPR giving back to us, giving back to the community, allowing us to be a partner in the food rescue process. But with, you know, we try to provide that service free of charge to both the donors and the partner agencies. And so that's where, you know, one of the barriers, one of the challenges that we have is to continue providing that free of charge. So one of those is through the food containers that we'll provide. Some of the bigger businesses, they'll pack it themselves and, you know, we'll pick it up accordingly. But in some cases, some of the prepared foods will need, you know, pans and boxes. So we can redistribute that in smaller quantities. And so we do provide that free of charge. And, you know, we try to be sustainable as an organization so that we can continue doing that free of charge for the community.
And so is that an area that people could try to support you in ways that people can support the organization? I'm sensing that helping with food container costs and helping to defray that, potentially sponsoring it, and also looking at sustainable materials that those are made out of.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, as with any nonprofit, we're always looking to the community for folks to give their time, talent, and treasures. And in this case, yes, absolutely, defraying the cost of food containers, looking at sustainable, you know, food containers that we could use to, you know, lower that cost. We could definitely use, you know, more help in the community, more help from the businesses. Our funders, you know, they're very instrumental in that.
And you guys, this mission, is it just on Oahu or is it across the state?
So, you know, Low Harvest started up in 1999. And we've been doing food rescue on Oahu since then. You know, we've grown to some degree. And, you know, in 20 years, you know, we average on a yearly basis about 1.5, 1.7 million, you know, pounds of food that we rescue, you know, diverted from the waste stream. And over 20 years, we've rescued over 22.5 million pounds or 11 tons, over 11 tons of food.
I don't mind that. Don't worry.
And, you know, and that's just on Oahu alone. And so there's so much more, you know, we're really looking for ways that we can expand into the neighbor islands. We've had some initial discussions with the food banks in Maui, looking at folks, partnerships on Hawaii Island, on Kauai, and see, you know, maybe in the next year or two, how can we break into that market? You know, we need to do some research as far as, you know, is there a need? And we think there is. And then where are, you know, maybe specific areas that we want to focus on?
How big is the staff and how many volunteers are part of the mission in terms of ways that people could become volunteers to support it?
Sure. Actually, you know, the amazing thing is this organization that's been around for over almost 20 years now, operates on a very, very small, with a very small staff. Currently, we have 8.5. And, you know, I'm working to staff that up to about 10, maybe 12 eventually in a year or two. But, you know, it's been just that, just a very small, highly efficient team that's doing all this work. And we have a handful of volunteers, and definitely that's one of the growth areas that I want to focus on coming into this. You know, our overall focus is not just to address the food insecurity, but also working towards sustainable, you know, and creating a resilient community and then engaging a community to be part of that process. And so one of the projects that we're working on, we're tagging it as iRescue, Okina AI Rescue. So, you know, food rescue. It's a new project to scale up operations. We want to increase our impact. We want to build a robust volunteer base utilizing technology to better monitor, report, and manage that. And so think of it like a Uber Eats for food rescue, where we can scale up the operations and, you know, we can better utilize the fleet and staff to optimize the routes. And so that's a great way for somebody that maybe on their way home, you know, if they're connected to the application and they're registered, you know, they could sign up for a small pickup from a small restaurant and then maybe take that over to a transitional home or a pantry. That takes about 20 minutes of their day, but that makes such a big impact. And hoping that that could be a significant way that folks can get involved and they can really buy into the mission, and, you know, they'll become repeat volunteers.
And so you guys have, excuse me, so you guys have paid drivers. So would it be, are there volunteer roles either in the office or are there volunteer roles in other handling ways that you may need?
Sure. So we do have a few folks that come into the office and help us. You know, you had mentioned the container boxes and things like that, kind of prepping that to go out to the to our donors. You've also mentioned the farmers market. You know, there's we just went to the ward and the KCC. We're in that on the Wednesdays and Saturdays. We want to get into more of the
yeah, how does that work?
Farmers market. So
that's Wednesday at the Blaisdell, 4 to 7. KCC is the other one you're talking about, 8 to 11 on Saturdays. What is it that people can do to support you there?
Sure. So, you know, we're there, you know, one of the big things is just awareness, you know, just to let folks know that, you know, what our mission is, how they can get involved, to also to engage the local vendors that are there, that, you know, there is a way for them to be part of the this social movement, but also it's a plus for them on the business end. It helps with cut their food disposal fees. It gives them a tax break with their donations, you know, and it gives them an overall good feeling that, you know, they're helping out in the community.
So you get a lot of donations from vendors, it sounds like.
Sure, sure. We get donations from the vendors at the end of the market. We also get folks that are, you know, it's really amazing. Some folks go, we have a handful of regular donors that come to the farmers market and go there just to buy some things.
And
some
give
produce,
them to you.
And give them to us.
Yeah, I knew
and
where you were going with that.
They may or may not pick up some things for themselves.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's super cool. Well, there's another idea you're giving to other people, basically.
Absolutely.
It's saying you can visit us and grab something. You can support a vendor who you know needs help. And then use the food to support people. So I get what you're saying. That's a really useful position. And that's twice a week that people can do that, on Wednesdays 4 to 7 at the Blaisdell Center Farmers Market, and then Saturdays 8 to 11 at the KCC Farmers Market. With those vehicles that you guys have, maintaining vehicles, that's another way, because there are folks who own garages and all kinds of, you know, who are mechanics and have skills and supplies that could be useful for a fleet of vehicles. And I always remember talking with Ku'ule that there were different relationships you guys had with certain people. But if that's a need or a way that people listening, tires, supplies for vehicles, that sort of thing, put the word out there if that's appropriate.
Absolutely. I mean, we have like I said, we have a small staff and we have a small fleet. We have two refrigerated 16-foot refrigerated trucks and a refrigerated van. And, you know, we're looking to increase that. But, you know, as we, you know, we're looking to maintain the existing fleet that we have, as we put on more miles, you know, the repair maintenance on that, you know, becomes another challenge for us. So definitely businesses that are out there that are willing to help us out, or even, you know, some insights on, you know, how we can better operate, you know, more efficiently.
With the vehicles and stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's ways people can help in that way too. Well, there are a lot of ways that we have laid out to support this organization. And let me give you their contact information. It's easy too. AlohaHarvest.org. You can send an email with either a question or if you have an idea for providing any of the support that we've just outlined, info@AlohaHarvest.org. You can call them, 808-537-6945. You can obviously look for them in person every week on Wednesdays, 4 to 7 at the Blaisdell Center Farmers Market in downtown Honolulu, and then out at the KCC Farmers Market on Saturdays, 8 to 11. Get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. A mission to rescue food. And a lot of that food can be thought of as helping to support in the massive homeless crisis that we've got, the worst in the country per capita, but any number of other great locations too, that, as Phil was mentioning, 170 different charitable groups that are recipients, everything from food pantries to large homeless shelters to domestic violence shelters too, correct, are involved in recipients?
Yes. Different kind of shelters, transitional homes, Even our correctional facilities, they're part of the network as well, yes.
It's Phil Acosta, and he's the executive director of Aloha Harvest, came down and joined us today. Really appreciate what you're doing, and on behalf of somebody who's struggling to get food, which is a pretty essential thing to not have and to have to need help with, is pretty humbling. Thanks for doing it. It's a very creative way for rescuing food, as you call it, and in the process helping folks out. Really do appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.